Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with another old friend this afternoon. I visit with Max Engler. He farms north of Deerfield. Max, I literally had no idea where I would find you. I kept calling, and then I drove by, and it's like, there you are. So I think it was God was leading me to you. So this is going to be the best interview of the season, obviously, because it was ordained by God. It's just so weird I ran on to you. So most of the wheat in this area has not been cut. In fact, as I was driving over here, I saw one field that they had pulled out of, and it was too green. Where are you on your harvest?
Well, I'm going to be getting started tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Part of that reason is my crew is coming in tomorrow. They like to get here after all the rains have happened. So the past week looked like it was going to be pretty wet, so we kind of scheduled for them to come tomorrow. I still can see some green heads in places out in some of the fields where the better wheat is along the edge and stuff. But so it may be that kind of situation. We might find some stuff too wet, but I think I've got a few field wings start on, and then by the time we get them done, hopefully this warm, hot weather, and it's been windy, it'll get things dry.
You've had this, you call it the crew, and I call it the crew. They've been coming from eastern Kansas for a lot of years. That's bound to have changed over the years because you've been doing it for 40 years.
Well, yeah, a little change here. One of the guys isn't able to make it this year, but fortunately I've come on a couple of guys locally here that are able to help me, so it's all working out like it always has in the past. Somehow or another, the puzzle comes together.
I think it's amusing. You have a guy that's a dairy farmer in northeast Kansas, and they always worked it out so they could leave their dairy farm and come help you. I thought that was amusing. Their vacation was combining wheat in West Kansas.
Yeah. He started here in 2010 and has been coming every year. He just graduated from Troy in Kansas, and my nephew had just started teaching there, the ag instructor, and said, "Hey, there's a good kid here." I said, "I need an extra help that year." And so he came out and been coming every year, and I think it's about 4 or 5 years after he was coming, he found a local girl back home, a farm girl, and I went to their wedding to see what that country, he farms right next to the Missouri River on some of his land, so certainly different territory, but like a year or two after they were married, his wife came out, so I got to see what the world is coming out here for every year. So anyway, yeah.
I think it's the most interesting story out there. And like you said, you adjust for them, and you have to guess when harvest is because you got to give them a little notice.
Well, yeah. This year I was pretty close. They always ask about a month or even 6 weeks before when I think, and I always kind of go off of when things are starting to head out.
Okay.
So I told them, from the first, I said, let's shoot for June 20th. Wow. If it wouldn't have been for the rain coming through, it probably would have started then.
And had you caught that heavy rain night before last, or was it last night before last, it would have changed things a little bit, but where you didn't, there's several combines now running now that the sun came out.
Yeah, it's been windy, unusually windy the last few days, and it's dried things out pretty quick today. It's sunny all day, yeah.
So you have a bin complex. Do you haul to that, or do you haul to town?
Most of it's going to the elevator that are closest to the field. It's been working out a little better that way with the way our crew is. I definitely keep seed wheat back every year, it just works better. Recently, the elevator has been able to take the grain in faster than they used to, and if we do run into a situation like that, we can just start unloading in our bins if we need to.
Right. So some of this crew drives trucks for you and grain cart and combines?
Yeah, well, I pretty much, my brother-in-law, he's been running the grain cart, he can do any of it. He's a life mechanic, so he can handle anything, but... And I got a grain cart now that's got cameras and got a scale on it. He's got his phone. He can watch the bushels that he gets on the grain cart, and it's been really working out. He can fill the semi-truck up without guessing, And so, some of the guys, they like to jump around and would rather drive the combine, but switch them around to the truck. But I like it when they can at least do two. And everything works out great. But.
So if the weather holds, can you be done in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it should be.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like the wheat in this area is good, even the dry land. Now, there's places that isn't, but there's places that really looks good in place.
Yeah, I'd say it was late March, or I remember when I first noticed some areas in the wheat field starting to turn that blue color and not showing the growth. And I thought, oh, man, this is not going to go well. And what's strange is those areas that were hurting, that just kind of stayed with those areas. And the areas that were doing good kept doing good. I couldn't believe I kept waiting the next morning for it to be starting to burn up, and it just kept going.
Well, it looks like good wheat. Now, you don't have any irrigated wheat.
No, I don't.
Yeah. That looks like that's kind of green in the area yet, just driving by the fields. But like from your bin side here, how far out do you have to harvest?
Well, from where we're at right now, I've got some land about 4 miles south, but most of it's north and west of me here. The farthest is around 25 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and quite a bit of it's 10 miles away, so scattered around pretty good.
So will you start kind of on one end and just work to the other?
That's what I'm hoping. We'll start down south and work north.
Uh-huh. Well, that's Max Engler. We're north of Deerfield, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.
Yeah.